Listen to what Apostle Joshua Selman reveals about sexual desire. Don't forget to like, share, and subscribe for more powerful teachings.
It's predicated on certain facts that you must know. Please pay attention. The first thing you need to know is that the desire for intimacy, I wrote here, is not demonic. Most people have not studied this subject. I have taken the time to study this issue of sexual immorality. The desire for intimacy is not demonic. Now, that is the problem with this issue of lust and immorality, because other negative vices like lying and stealing, any day, any time, lying is lying and it is bad. Any day, any time, please look up, stealing is stealing and it is bad. But when it comes to the issue of sexual immorality, the intrinsic desire for intimacy was not put there by the devil. It was put there by God. So it's not a desire you can cast out of your life. Are we together? It is only a desire that was created to be expressed within certain conditions. It is the presence or absence of the conditions that make it right or wrong, not the presence of the desire. Is someone learning now? That what can be a dangerous thing right now, the next moment within the right condition of marriage can become the greatest blessing or one of the greatest blessings. Are we together? Stealing is stealing. Lying is lying, for instance. But when it has to do with the issue of sexual immorality, you have to understand that it was God that put the desire for intimacy in men. Hallelujah. This is very important. And if you do not understand this, you are going to be fighting a battle that you do not even understand. Write this down. The spirit of lust and immorality, or the nature of lust and immorality, is that it capitalizes on this blessing that God has put within men and perverts it to the destruction of the victims. So it capitalizes on the presence of this desire that God has put in men and now perverts it for their destruction. If you're with me, say amen. Amen. Now, sexual immorality does not care whether you are old, does not care whether you are young, does not care whether you are an apostle, whether you are a prophet, whether you are good or bad. Sexual immorality is not about being good or evil. It's about exploiting, not a weakness, exploiting a provision that was put by God. And if not guarded within the frame of what I will teach you, you can be a nice person, you can be an evil person, and from a sexual standpoint, you will be victims of the same thing. Are we learning now? This is very, very powerful. It is a cancer that has destroyed society, destroyed great destinies. It is a cancer that has destroyed people from ministry to business to politics. Noble people have crashed down sometimes overnight because of this. Like I said, the goal is to expose us to it, not from a standpoint of condemnation, but to give us enlightenment and to supply us with the tools that will keep us strong. Are we together? Let me tell you this. No man will ever outgrow the temptation of sexual immorality. No man will outgrow being tempted. That